There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Running into your day, it's the Good Day program, Friday, 27th of February. Next time we speak, unless you're listening to the Good Day weekend program or some of the things that we have, the countdown over the weekend and the medical show over the weekend, all kinds of things on that come from the House of Knowledge here. The House of Information, just the House of Talk. So Monday will be the first of, but the second, no, Monday will be the second of March. Third month of the year, hoo-ha.
Hoo-ha.
Hopefully we'll get some better weather. It was up to 22 degrees on the farm yesterday, the warmest
it's
been there.
Shorts and, weather.
Yeah. All right. I said to Joe, has anything melted? He said, well, you're crazy. It's 22 degrees. Nothing's melted.
It's like a refrigerator.
No, he's pushing things around, yes. So are you taking inventory of your blessings today so far? We count you in our blessing box. Rich McFadden is a blessing. Jennifer Horn's a blessing. Ken Kessler's a blessing. From my perspective, anyway. We are here to consider ideas. Okay. Jihadi John has been identified, and you'll be sorry to hear his real name isn't John.
Such a bummer.
Jihadi John actually is Mohammed Mwazi.
What's his real name?
Mohammed Mwazi.
Not
it
that.
Isn't Mohammed Mwazi. It's Mohammed Mwazi.
Are we doing it in pig Latin? Mohammed Ma.
Mohammed Mwazi. Man in his mid-20s.
That's not his real name. His real name is born with something else.
Mwazi. He could sign his checks. Mwazi. Most terrorists use checks.
Yeah, sure, he's got lots of checks.
I don't know that most people use checks anymore.
Who uses checks? Besides you,
would you stop it with that stuff? My God, I shouldn't have asked the question because McFadden's going to tell me what a moronie I am because I still use a check.
They use bitcoins.
I do for work.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lame.
So anyway, Mr. Mohammed Mwazi is in his mid-20s, apparently born in Kuwait, raised in West London. You don't think there's a mark on this guy?
Yeah.
His family still lives there, and now they because he's been identified. Can you imagine?
Out of town.
Yeah, absolutely.
Packing up.
First bus out of town.
Yep. Where do you go?
That's where do you work?
Somewhere favorable.
Can't run, you can't hide. What?
Okay, where?
Where is it favorable to hide?
I hear Raqqa's next this time of year. So here's what I don't mean to make light of this.
Of course not.
No, I don't. But doesn't Jihadi John sound like a party name? I mean, I don't know. I know Jihadi is like a war on all of us.
John.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like he could be a jock.
Spinning the hits, it's Jihadi John.
Right. It's Jihadi John on C-K-Y-O.
Spinning the hits, none of the misses.
Oh, the wheels are off.
My wheels are constantly off. I'm on spares.
All right. There was a video released by the ISIS group depicting men using sledgehammers to smash ancient statues and other artifacts. You know, Iraq.
This is so sad to see.
Yep.
Iraq was not. Iraq was only recently Iraq. Iraq was, if you remember studying Mesopotamia. In the era before the Roman Empire, before even Greek times, the ancient statues, the ancient buildings, these people are all doing as much as they can to destroy untold.
Have you seen any of this video?
Dollars? No, I haven't seen the video.
Oh, it's so sad.
Well, it's just another one of their, however you want to describe their antisocial behavior, which is putting it mildly, but. To take this, the disrespect, that's, I'm trying to figure out in my own mind what makes me tick. And I'm trying to figure out what makes Richie tick. Jennifer, I got pretty much figured out. Kenny, I think I got.
Oh, thanks. What makes me tick?
Well, let's not get off on that now. Just, let's do what makes these people tick. How is it that they get to a point where they so want to destroy everything,
everything
that is a part of their history, of their stability, of their lives, where they came from. They're just bent on destruction. But is it that they're just losers? What goes into the psychology of making somebody that destructive?
It's that group mentality. I mean, I would imagine, you know, they always say when people are in groups, that's when all the bad stuff happens. Like, individually, people don't act like that. But when you have a group where all of a sudden it's like gang violence, where you suddenly feel like you belong, and these groups do a great job of preying on these outcasts of society, and then they put them in a group and they belong, and all of a sudden they just don't think. They're just in the moment destroying things.
Well, it's just, it's hard for us to grasp this. In a moment, we're going to have a visit from Greg Stebbin, who is with us from time to time. He's the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine, trying to sort out the issues that are wrapped around this net neutrality ruling from the FCC yesterday. So that's coming up in a matter of moments here on Good Day. If you have bags under your eyes, I heard one of the fellows here in Los Angeles do a commercial for Genucel yesterday, and I thought he actually did quite a good job. As I listened to him, because I know the tenants, I know what the company wants me to underscore, or all of us who do these commercials. What do they want us to tell you about the product? So this guy did a very good job of bringing in his family. His wife apparently is on Genucel. He's been using it. His wife gave it to her sister. And so he's telling these stories about Genucel, which comes from plant cell technology, will actually work in 12 hours for your money back. Now, I've been saying that for a couple of years because we've been talking about Genucel for a couple of years. It's just always interesting, Richie, to hear somebody, when you hear me do a commercial for something and then you hear that same commercial done by somebody else. The good thing is we can put our own spin on it. We can put our own experience on it. Last, I have sort of circles and a little puffiness under my eyes last couple of weeks. So I put some Genucel on last night as I went to bed. And I did notice this morning, I still sort of got the darkness under there, but whatever puffiness was there is gone. And that's how quickly this works. So if it works for me, it'll work for you. Works for men, works for women. It works, period. 12 hours is all you need to see the results. And by the way, when you call 800-543-9262 and ask about Genucel, ask them for some Esotique too, which is another cream that they have for your entire face. Genucel specifically for your eyes, Esotique for your whole face. You will win the battle against time and aging using these products. 800-543-9262. Mention Doug Stephan. They'll double the amount of Genucel that you get with your order free. So it's a win-win deal all the way around. Your face, your eyes, the puffiness, the lines around your eyes, so much better off. People will ask you, what are you doing? You can tell them. It's all right. Give them the number. 800-543-9262. End the puffiness and that sort of thing. All natural Genucel. 800-543-9262.
I like my breakfast like I like my rock. Soft. So I eat Belvita Soft Baked Breakfast Biscuits, a tasty breakfast option for nutritious morning energy. It's just what I want before writing a flute solo that will softly rock every dentist's office around. Try Belvita Soft Baked in oats and chocolate, cinnamon, mixed berry, and banana bread. Belvita, morning win.
Kid, let me paint you a picture. Tuesday night, your cog belt goes bust. Who will help you get what you need fast, without the hoops, hurdles, or headaches? Grainger, that's who. I love Grainger. They got a wide variety of products and solutions. Grainger makes it easy to get everything we need, and answers for when we're not sure what the answer is. Now, kid, let me paint you another picture. It looks like a mop, a basement bathroom, and you, all over it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Greg Stebbin joins us now. He's the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine. And in that position, he's been watching the story of the new rules, supposedly, of net neutrality. FCC this week voted on a party line, 3-2, to change the reality of what is accessible for people so that it's supposedly, according to them anyway, everybody gets fair treatment. This isn't going anywhere anyway because it'll be challenged in court. But, Greg, what's your read on this? What do people need to know just in case some of this stuff actually does go into effect?
Everything you hear, everything you read about net neutrality, stop and ask yourself, who just said that? What's their agenda? because everybody in this game has an agenda, and it all comes down to a really pretty simple question. Who do you trust more, the government or big corporations like your cable and your phone company? You see what a reaction just that question gets? That's really
what
we're debating.
What's option number three?
Option number three is there's no option number three.
Ah, perfect.
There's no that's really what this comes down to. You've got one side that's saying the government can regulate this, and you've got another side that's saying your cable or your phone company can regulate it. And everything you read and hear about this, whoever is talking, I think I'm one of the few exceptions. Almost everyone else is either on the side of the government or the cable / phone company. That's not bad. That's how life works.
It's not good.
But I think it would be a lot easier if everybody wore a little button that said, I support government regulation, or I support cable company regulation, because that's really what it comes down to.
I support number three, whatever.
And the problem is, you don't have an answer for what number three is, I don't have an answer. That's really the problem.
Is
there
that
is no
because we don't, in general, understand this, other than our utilization of it? We don't really understand what megabits and gigabytes and, I mean, there are some people that make their living understanding it.
Sure.
I mean, we can hear it, and we know if we want faster speed, we need to have a little more of this, and we want slower, we get a little of that, but it always costs more. If I want to upgrade my Fios, it costs me another $20 a month to get whatever Richie tells me is the upper end of the package sphere, whatever it's supposed to be, back and forth. There's two ways, the coming and going, and, you know, they charge you according to what you think you need.
Well, what you just said is true, but I don't think this issue is that simple. The reason there's no number three is this is ultimately about who's going to pay. Mm-hmm. Is it going to be the consumer?
Of course.
Okay, so then in today's scenario, you're siding with the cable and the phone company. But the money has to come from somewhere, and there isn't a third party there to give as a third choice. I would love for there to be
Comcast and Time Warner are just going to pass it along. I mean, fire any of these companies. Well,
Here's the question, Doug. Greg, how was it shaking down with the big corporations working against each other, like the Netflix and the Amazons and the Googles and the Time Warners and the Comcasts, kind of merging together and then saying, let's get a leg up by slowing down their access?
That's really what the fundamental issue here is, should anything be slowed down? And when I think you could argue that if corporations have free rein here, they're going to follow rules and not even rules, I guess. They're going to make their own rules, which is what corporations are supposed to do.
Right.
And then you're going to
you decide whether you want to follow them by paying more or not.
Well, but it's not that simple, because even when people paid more, for instance, because they thought their Netflix was affected by their level of service, they paid more and it didn't impact they still didn't get the Netflix movie faster because the problem was further back in the chain.
In other words, they were dealing with Time Warner.
but part of the problem here, and part of why the utility issue became part of the discussion here, is it's not, you know, when you want to go out to dinner, you can go to any restaurant in town.
Mm-hmm.
When you want to get internet service, there's only one or two, or if you're lucky, three in town.
Yeah.
That looks more like a utility, and the reality is, no matter where you fall on the issue, there's not a lot of choice.
Well, when you get down to it, when you think about it in terms of, let's say, power, all the mergers, maybe riding an airplane, same thing. All the mergers they all tell you, hey, you're going to save money. Baloney, you're not going to save money. So these guys all get together, and they figure they're going to do a banger on the public. Then they get together with the government. See, that's why I see them all as the same. I see Comcast, Time Warner, and the government all as the same. And we lose.
I want option number three to be Doug Steffen.
Ah, there you go. Greg Steffen is the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine. I even understand this better now. Thank you, Greg.
Great.
It is 21 after the hour.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This is recognizable territory we're in now. One hit wonder time. Who is this doing Two Princes? New York City rock band. Top 10 during this week in 1993 on the top of the charts. In fact, who is this? Who is this? Call us now if you know who it is. 888-302-3684. And the person who gets on the air to identify this group correctly qualifies automatically for our trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. You'll win it. Richie, you found out some more about this, I think, yesterday, did you not?
This is an awesome
work.
Basically what it is it's a camping, cookout, and wine weekend. I mean, you stay in the Broadmoor Resort, but they have all these big cookouts, and they teach you how to barbecue, and they teach you how to make dry rubs, and then they do it all within the context of, like, a wine weekend. And if you can make it on that weekend, great. If you can't, you just go in another time.
The trip to the Broadmoor is the qualifier here. We'll do the drawing next month at some point. 888-302-DUG. The group originally formed in the 80s. Band was called Trucking Company. Original members were Chris Barron on lead, Eric Schenkman on lead guitar, Aaron Combs on drums, and Mark White on bass. First album called Up for Grabs, recorded live at the Wetlands Preserve in Lower Manhattan. They are compared to the Grateful Dead. Are we always having that conversation on the air or off the air? I've forgotten about the Grateful Dead.
That was yesterday.
We were talking about
the Nitty Gritty before you got in. The group was known as a jam band. Frequently played double bills with their friends, the Blues Travelers. I love that word, man.
Yep.
What a great group of Blues Travelers. Two Princes, this song off the album Pocket Full of Kryptonite. Now I remember. I'm trying to put this into perspective. I remember that. Why is it that I didn't get that before? Pocket Full of Kryptonite sold 5 million copies.
Yep.
There was a second smaller hit from the album. I didn't make it into the top 10, didn't make it into the top 40, I don't think. Little Miss Can't Be Wrong. They recorded a special version of Two Princes for Sesame Street. By 1996, the members started to go their separate ways, and there has never been another top 10 single for them since that. So who am this? 888-302-3684. Oh, we have a lot of smart people here. Richie.
We sure do.
Let's see. I'm going to move around a little bit here. Kathy, have I talked to you before?
A little bit, yeah. A couple weeks ago.
Did you participate in this contest?
I did.
All right, hold on a second. Let's see. Here's Don. Is it Wiener, Arkansas? Where are you, Don?
Yes, Wiener. Yes.
Wiener, where is that?
It's about 75 miles northeast of Memphis, Tennessee.
Ah, okay. Are you listening to us on an Arkansas station or the station in Memphis?
Arkansas.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Good. So, what's the name of this group?
Spin Doctors.
It is the Spin Doctors. You are correct, Amundo. How did you know that? What was going on in your life that had made it easy for you to put the song with the group?
I would, had just finished high school.
High school.
Yeah.
And were you a good student at high school?
Most of the time.
Yeah, I wasn't asking whether you were a good boy. I just was asking whether you were a good student.
Yeah, you win some, you lose.
Most of the time.
All right, good. So we're going to qualify you for our trip to the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs as a result of you identifying Spin Doctors on the air. So congratulations for that. We'll have the drawing in about a month, and you and your family could be going out there and have a little fun, as Richie just described. So hold on a second. We'll get your name and the info from you. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Is your pet an overeater? You know, an overeater generally is bored to tears. Nothing else in life other than food has any major interest for him. So he devours everything he receives and then demands even more. If the pet doesn't get his food fixed, some may even become aggressive and demanding. Like the nervous eater, the overeater may growl over his bowl, staunchly protecting why he eats. The attitude there is, I want this, I got it, and nobody's going to take it away from me. This type of gentle growling generally is a bluff, but you still got to be careful. Let me explain what I do. You know, dogs are, and our cats for that matter, are fed by us. We're in control over their food. So we put down their food once or twice a day. It goes in the same spot every single day, and they look forward to it. And it makes sense that they may become protective. Here's what I do with my dogs. Try this out. I give them the same amount of food, but instead of feeding them in one dish, I feed them out of two dishes separated on different ends of the room so they always know there's food around and there's no need to be protective. I'll more next time.
They say life is about choices. So let me introduce you to one of the best choices you can make in life. Grainger Choice. The Grainger Choice product line has just about everything we need to keep this place running. From batteries to V-belts, safety to sump pumps. And with Grainger Choice, we can trust that every product is dependable and cost-effective. When it comes to making life choices, here's a great one. Grainger Choice. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/choice or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
What do you do with savory Johnsonville Italian sausage?
Well, I turn regular pasta into
Mom's famous rigatoni and sausage.
I turn plain pasta into Uncle Charlie's world-renowned baked ziti.
With Johnsonville, I make Judy's legendary spaghetti and meatballs.
Create your world-famous pasta dish. Pick up Johnsonville Italian sausage in links or ground and bring sizzle to pasta night.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
I'm really glad my buddy Mark turned me on to GunsAD.com. I got to tell you, I didn't want to buy any more firearms. I didn't want a paperwork trail headed back to Big Brother. I want 100% privacy. I want to be an invisible gun owner. Hello? So Mark says, hey, you know, GunsAD.com, Ghost AR-15. Ghost means invisible. Get it? Ghost AR-15. GunsAD.com. I got a couple, if you know what I mean. Go to GunsAD.com or call 844-2GUNS80.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Things going on in the world. Friday, the February 27th program. I'm Doug Steffen. She's Jennifer Horn. He's Ken Kessler. He's Rich McFadden. We're all seated around the table of knowledge trying to figure out what's going on today. And just because it's happening today doesn't mean it's going to happen tomorrow. What in the world is going to happen tomorrow? Who knows? It doesn't exist yet, even in some people's minds. It hasn't been seen. Some people are going to tell you that they would like to see, and you can kind of predict some things that are going on. And Jennifer's got the television report in a few minutes. What has happened to that pearl dress worn by Lupita Nyong'o? Is that how you pronounce her name? Nyong'o?
Lupita Nyong'o.
Yeah. So she had missed, you saw the Academy Awards last Sunday. You saw her wearing this dress made of 150,000 pearls worth $150,000. Seems to have disappeared from her hotel room. So
6,000 white pearls.
6,000?
Yes, worth 150,000.
It was worth 150,000.
Okay, well, it was 150 in there someplace. So
you're half right.
Having said that, well, that's good. That's better than I am.
Dougie.
Sometimes I'm half right. Good. So what are the possibilities here, Jen?
Somebody stole it from her hotel room, probably a very fancy maid. And here's what I would do if I took that dress, is I'd break it all apart and make it into jewelry.
Are you ever going to find it? No, see, that's good.
That's what somebody's doing right now.
Ever going to find it?
They say it was either stolen Tuesday night or during the day on Wednesday out of her hotel room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
Miss Nyong was not in the room at the time of the theft. Darn.
Yeah. There is continuing energy exchange between the United States and Israel because the current administration in America doesn't like the current administration in Israel. Now, there's always been a real tie between not all Israelis, but generally speaking, more liberal folks tend to be Jewish, and they tend to be obviously supportive of the of what's going on in Israel, no matter what, protection of Israel. Even though Netanyahu is not a liberal, that's been the problem between Netanyahu and Obama. But why is it my question here always has come around, why does it depend on what the administration is? You either support Israel or you don't. What difference does it make whether Netanyahu is running the country or Shimon Peres or whether Obama is running the country or Bush is running the country? What difference does it make? I don't understand.
It should
understand.
Be the relationship. I agree with you. Of course. It should be the relationship.
Right. I mean, does it make a difference? Sometimes, maybe I'm being naive, our relationship with Russia is predicated on bad Vlad at the moment. And he and Obama don't get along. Who does Obama get along with?
Himself.
Yeah, that's
a great
question.
I'm not being facetious.
What world leader is he? Buddy? Like Bush, remember, he was buddies with Vlad.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, right.
And with Tony's and the Brits and
yeah, he was
Israelis.
Friends with a lot of people. Who is Obama hanging out with? Who does he play golf with? We should look at that.
Right. I think you find they're big donors and big company guys. That's always the case with those things anyway. Meanwhile, back in the... By the way... there were a lot of people who were watching politics in Chicago this week, and the fact that this arrogant son of a gun, Rahm, these people and their arrogance, it never fails to amaze me how these people get into a place where they think that they are going to be king for a day. Rahm Emanuel, who crafted Obama's election, went to Chicago, went back to Chicago, became mayor, and he thought, I'm the king. Well, some guy that nobody ever heard of this week in the primary.
Jesus.
Bump him off.
Chewy Garcia.
Yeah.
But he forced his hand into
Chewy.
The runoff.
Yeah. So now they have to have a runoff, these two guys.
Yeah.
And Rahm Emanuel basically said, I don't have to go campaign. I'm the king.
Right.
Well, now he figures that he's not the king.
Well,
how
still,
bad do you want the job?
He's still got a big lead and he's got all the money, but,
well,
you know.
Still, it's the same old thing, Richie. You know how arrogance and corruption and all that stuff go together in the mind.
Garcia says it's very clear something's going on in Chicago and we need a different direction.
Yep.
You think?
Really? Need different weather forecasts.
He also said, si se puede. Yes, you can.
Yes, there you go. So here's the story at DougStefan.com about the most expensive pen in the world. Mont Blanc.
Mont Blanc.
Can you pronounce that?
Mont Blanc.
Selling fountain pens made from that tree that survived the tsunami. The pens cost $4,400 a piece.
Oh, jeez.
Who is going to buy a pen for $4,400?
Who uses a fountain pen these days?
I think fountain pens are cool.
They are, but who uses them?
Remember back in the 80s, Mont Blanc was the big thing.
Yeah, you gave that to people when they graduated.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Yeah. Well, I had one that I got when I graduated from high school, and you didn't go to the inkwell cartridge, although you could go. They used to have it so you stuck the end of the pen into the cartridge, into the inkwell, and you pull the thing and it would suck the ink into the pen, and then you'd go back to being all right with the pen. But then they came along with these cartridges.
Right.
You could stick into the pen.
Right. That's
and
the one
invariably, I would stick mine in, and it would break, and it would go all over my shirt, all over my pants.
Are you getting this on tape? Because there's something so good in there.
What?
I stick mine in, go all over my
all
shirt.
All over my shirt, all over my pants.
Okay.
And then Monica Lewinsky says to me.
Sorry, I'm a seventh grader.
This is a very interesting. This is the Swiss Pen Company. They use the wood from the only tree left standing. 70,000 trees were destroyed in that tsunami. Mm. It's called the Miracle Pine.
And now they're going to destroy
this
one
for a pen.
They killed it.
Great.
Yeah, they're going to make a million bucks out of the tree.
No, the tree was dying.
Oh,
well. Okay, Kenny. Still, they could have saved
it
the
off.
Tree.
Thank
yeah.
God Ken is here for a few facts.
I know. Yeah, Kenny, don't overplay your part, though. Will you please?
Yeah, come on, Ken.
Let's get to Madonna falling off the stage.
Ooh. Like my Bic.
At the, excuse me?
I do. I like my Bic pens.
Good for you. 19 cents. The UK Brit Awards, she was dragged down the steps by her
Did
cape.
You see it? It's
you, yeah, I'm looking at it, actually, at the moment.
And this ain't no spring chicken, either. This girl is,
she's
almost
in good shape.
50. Yeah, she's in great shape, but she's still landing on her butt and her back and her tailbone. Ouch.
That hurt. Just the way it looks, it looked like it was hurt. Yes, she did. She kept performing. The latest from Hollywood, Richie.
Yeah?
You'll be happy to know that Lindsay Lohan is still in trouble.
Good.
Oh, the world is right.
To perform an additional 125 hours of community service this week. Her lawyer said they disputed whether she has been performing any of the work. Of course she hasn't been performing any of the work. She's Lindsay Lohan. She doesn't have to. Right? She doesn't need rehab. She doesn't need psychotherapy. She's Lindsay Lohan.
Mm.
She can She's do anything. Well, but they keep a, why don't they just throw her in jail like everybody else? They keep accommodating her. They keep giving her jobs.
Where does she get the money to keep hiring lawyers to keep her out of jail?
I think the lawyers take it just for the press that it
press, of course.
Brings them.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because she'd be out of money by now.
Yeah. You'd have to think.
Television report up next on the Doug Good Day program. Time for you to stop your hair from falling out. See, none of us have that problem. I guess I'm the one who may have that. But, well, that's not really true. All of us lose our hair. Richie, when you take a shower, you can see the hair going down the drain.
Not so much.
Kenny?
A few here and there, but no.
Well, why are you arguing with me? Go along with it. Would you stop it? You always screw this up. When I go to you and I'm doing a commercial, just say yes.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Tons of hair. I'm almost bald. Help me.
I'm going to help you, Richie.
Please.
I'm here to help you.
Hook a brother up.
Help me, Rhonda. Help me, Rhonda. The product is called Provia. Kenny, you want to play along with this? Are you okay?
Well, hey, listen. Here's where I'll help you out on this.
Oh, thanks, Richie.
When I was going through my chemotherapy, one of the things that I read about how not to lose your hair is to get away from the white, milky shampoos that clog your pores.
Right.
So I changed to a clear shampoo.
Right.
And that's where Provia comes in, because if you use the milky shampoos, it helps you clean your pores back
that's
out.
Right. There you go, Richie. Thank you. He's a warrior.
See, I'm there for you.
Nicely done.
Very, very nicely done. All right. So he's an activist when it comes to this. So am I. So will you be. Actually, in truth, your hair does come up. It's like all the rest of the cellular structure in your body. It changes with regularity. 3 weeks to 3 months, every cell in your body has changed. Hair falls out, can't grow back in again because, as Richie just said so eloquently, you've used cheap shampoos and the white creamy stuff is, whether it's the shampoo or whether it's the conditioner, plugs up the pores in your scalp. The hair can't grow. You're in trouble. So, how about we fix that problem by calling 800-525-8319. This is the ultimate hair growth remedy. It restores hair, and it's nutritionally solid as well. You want healthier, thicker, fuller hair? Grow it back. Get the follicles out from under the scalp. Let them grow through the pores, and you'll see and feel and actually sense. You'll look at yourself and say, oh, wow, this is cool. Formulas both for men and women, effective for all types of hair. Call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. I get the super concentrate for faster, more noticeable results. As I say, it's guaranteed to work. Upgrade now by dialing 800-525-8319. It promotes the fastest growing natural hair thing that you could possibly imagine. 800-525-8319. I've hooked you up.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy, how do I know I'm getting the best price on this laptop?
Staples will match our competitors' prices, even if you find it online.
What about this tablet?
Price match guarantee.
And the smartphone?
Yep.
What about these ink cartridges, my chances of winning the lottery, and toner?
Guaranteed, no way guaranteed, guaranteed.
Make on budget happen, make best prices happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, save 50% on the HP OfficeJet Pro 8620.
Offer ends 2/28/15 in store and online while supplies last. Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store or staples.com for details.
Private mortgage insurance, or PMI, can cost you thousands. But with the PMI advantage from Quicken Loans, you may never have to pay those expensive monthly mortgage insurance premiums again. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you that the Quicken Loans PMI advantage is our lender-paid mortgage insurance program. You see, we pay the PMI so you don't have to. Make the smart call and talk to one of our home loan experts today at 800-QUICKEN. You'll learn how the Quicken Loans PMI Advantage can give you more options, more flexibility, and may save you thousands when you refinance. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. To learn more, call us at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN, or visit us at quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
The home is a place most parents assume is safe, but 6 children die every day and thousands more are injured in homes. A new research report from Safe Kids Worldwide, made possible with funding from Nationwide, explores what parents are doing or not doing to protect kids in the home. One surprising finding is that 1 in 8 parents admitted to leaving a young child alone in the bathtub for more than 5 minutes to grab a towel, see to another child, or other distractions. Safe Kids President and CEO Kate Carr.
Parents just can't imagine it could happen to them, but it happens far too often. Sadly, more than 2,000 kids die from an injury in the home every year. The good news, we know how to prevent these injuries, and parents can take simple steps to protect their kids.
Check your house. Do you need stair gates or window guards? Do you have working batteries in your smoke alarms? Are household cleaners out of reach? For more tips on how to protect your children at home, visit safekids.org. I'm Alex Verde reporting.
Hi, Jen Jen is here with the update on Television 13 Before the Hour on the Good Day program. CBS announcing summer shows. Jen Jen?
Yes, you know, Under the Dome, a big hit for CBS. Extant and Big Brother will all be back this summer, along with the new series called Zoo. Under the Dome is moving to Thursday nights, beginning with the 2-hour premiere on June 25th. And is it Marge or Marg? I never know.
Marge Hellenberg?
Hellenberger.
Marge.
I hate that name, Marg, like margarita, I guess. Okay, anyway, she's booked a guest starring role on the series, so that's pretty cool. She'll be part of that arc beginning in the premiere. Big Brother comes back for a 2-night premiere Wednesday, June 24th and June 25th. Extant will kick off its season on July 1st in the new drama Zoo. This is based on James Patterson's novel, by the way, of the same name, will start on June 30th. Nickelodeon also in the news. They're debuting a new mobile service for Noggin for the pre-K set. Nickelodeon's creating a brand new content and resurrecting old shows for a mobile subscription service aimed at preschoolers. It'll cost you $6 a month if you want it. The story that I'm most excited about today, Dougie.
Yes.
Oh boy.
Yes.
When I was a little girl, there was a cartoon called DuckTales. You ask your kids if they remember that cartoon, Doug.
Uh-huh.
It's coming back. Disney's announced a brand new version of the animated series DuckTales will be launching on Disney XD not till 2017, but it's coming. Uncle Scrooge, Huey, Dewey, Louie, they're all back. So is Donald Duck. I'm excited. This comes on the heels of another announcement by Netflix that said they're going to pick up reboots of Inspector Gadget. Inspector Gadget, Danger Mouse, and the Care Bears.
Do we talk about Nickelodeon and this new service called Noggin?
OMG, I just did it.
You did just
did
now?
Did you have a seizure?
No, actually, I took my headsets off. Sorry.
Well, surprise!
I just want to make sure you didn't forget it. That's all.
Ray Liotta's in the news. I like him as an actor. He's one of those guys that kind of lays low, but he's really, really good.
He's got a little bit of cray-cray going on in
him.
But he's cool. I like it.
He and Drea De Mateo, remember her from Sopranos?
Yeah.
Well, they are going to be starring opposite Jennifer Lopez in NBC's series drama Shades of Blue. It's directed by Barry Levinson and executive produced by our buddy Ryan Seacrest. So that'll be coming kind of
our
a fun
buddy? How's he
there.
Our buddy?
Oh, because, you know, we like
you know, he. What's the Kardashian thing?
Well, that's what I'm getting to next. Look at Ask and You Shall Receive.
Because Ryan's
NBC,
involved in that. That's his.
Yes, NBC thing. Universal, parent company of E, has locked in the Kardashians, all of them, Kim, Courtney, Khloe, and the Jenners, Kris, Kendall, and Kylie, for 3 more years minimum.
Tell them what they're going to get.
The E Network.
Tell the audience what they're going to get.
Tell them what they won.
Yeah.
They've won $100 million, Dougie, although E says, no, that's inaccurate. That's grossly inaccurate.
Really?
But
$98 million?
Like they need a lot of money to do another 3 years, especially when you have Kanye West involved. Now, the rumor on Bruce Jenner, he will not be involved with this contract extension.
What about his alter ego, Brucina?
Don't know if he's been written in or not.
No, she.
Brucinda.
Him, it, not. Hi, Jennifer. An excellent job, as usual.
Well, thank you, Dougie.
You're welcome. 51 After on Good Day.
complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention, listeners. SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
About 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Richie, Kenny, and Jennifer and I have Adam Stewart with us now. He's the chief exec of the Caribbean-based resort company Sandals. Sandals Resorts. They have not only Jamaica covered, but the Turks and Caicos. This company was started, I actually was just talking off the air, Adam, about a number of things that that I knew going back in history about your company, including the fact that, if I memory serves me correctly, you owned Jamaican Air for a while. Didn't you? Didn't the company own its own sort of
air? We did. We owned it for 10 years, from 1994 to 2004.
Yeah. So you brought a lot of people to Jamaica. I have been to Jamaica, frankly, and I want to go back again because I've made some friends. People who have worked for me on my farm come from Jamaica. It is one of the places that is, I don't know whether it's unsung. I'm not sure. You and your father actually started this company, right?
He did. He founded it in 1981. He's fifth generation Jamaican, and I'm sixth generation.
Wow. So how does that work in terms of business in Jamaica? How easy or hard is it for you to establish a business, a very successful business? A lot of people don't equate Jamaica and big business.
Well, and they have places all over the Caribbean. How many properties do you have, Adam?
We have 24 resorts in seven countries. We were founded in Jamaica in 1981. And my dad went into business originally in 1968, which was before the hotel group. And I think in any country there's a balance of bureaucracy and, you know, you have, what are the tools that you have to work with? And what Jamaica just shines above most places anywhere in the world is the culture of the people and the spirit of the people. There's something infectious. You smile at a Jamaican and they smile back at you. And he really saw something in the sort of sunshine and the sea, the natural beauty of Jamaica. And then he believed in the people, to a degree that he felt that Jamaicans could deliver through training and international world-class service, that they could deliver a vacation experience second to none. And if you fast forward to where we are now, 34 years later, our group has been voted world's best in the all-inclusive segment on the world stage by the World Travel Awards for 20 consecutive years.
All right, Adam, explain what it means to be all-inclusive, that's what I found. When I stayed at the Sandals in Jamaica, I wasn't used to the concept of being able to do everything and not have to move off of the grounds of the resort.
Well, there's so many different versions of all-inclusive. Our version of all-inclusive is genuine 4.5 to 5-star international service. So the quality is, you know, the number of restaurants. I'm right now at Sandals Royal Bahamas in the Bahamas. We have 400 rooms here. We have 12 restaurants. Beaches, Turks, and Caicos, where you went, Rich. Yeah. We have 22 restaurants there for 700 rooms. There's no upcharges. Everything is absolutely included, including taxes, your transfers, your butler service if you book that category.
I tried to tip the guys because they were so nice, and you couldn't. They wouldn't take your tips.
There's no tipping allowed. Tipping is included in the package as well, and we deal with that with the staff and a different program and the team members. And then the quality of products, you know, food, beverage, scuba diving is included. All your water sports, motorized and non-motorized, the water skiing, tubing, sailing. And our whole vision has been to push all-inclusive. We believe that, you know, you leave your wallet at home, it's the most stress-free vacation that you can buy.
I don't want to leave my wallet at home. Well, you know, the other thing, Adam, that gets me is the attitude of the people. I'll never forget the first time I heard, "No problem, Mon." And that, you know, you ask for something and you get it. No problem, man.
That's what we train our staff. One of our cores is the only time we say no to our guests is when we say no problem.
No problem. All right. You have something called the Sandals Foundation, which is helping a lot of local communities in the areas, the Turks and Caicos, Jamaica, some of the islands where you are. Explain how that works, will you?
You know, when my dad first founded the company in the early 80s, you know, there's no question that these are still developing countries and they're always going to be socioeconomic issues. And I watched him for years on his own merits give back. And there's always going to be a limit to what you can do and the impact that you can have. And in 2009, I founded what we call the Sandals Foundation. And it's a 501c3 non-for-profit registered in our main source markets, the U.S., Canada, and the U.K. And we started talking to all of our partners, and we effectively built a platform to be able to work with airlines and wholesalers and our customers. We have over 1 million customers a year, and showed them a way that they could help make a difference. So we focus on education, the environment, and the communities around our resorts. And we've been able to raise over $17 million in cash in kind, of which 100% of those proceeds go into the communities. We've built 3 schools. We adopt 60 schools.
Yeah.
We have built hospitals.
They do a lot, Doug. They even force the internet companies to bring internet into the schools. They do a lot for the community. It's
Adam Stewart, Chief Executive with Sandals Resorts. Thanks for being here.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.